Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Outsourcing?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
You know, I just been kind of, I was actually walking through Walmart, and I was a business major in college, and what I came to learn was something called logistics. And in logistics,
logistics.
Say it with me now. Logistics. But it's just like you can walk through Walmart and it's just like they've got, you know, two or three different products in there. Just a few. But you think about it, they've got all of the shipping and, you know, the inventory and everything that comes together. But if you think about it, Walmart doesn't focus on just that. That's not their main thing. And it really got me to just taking consideration small business owners. And I had a small business when I was in college, and I did a couple lawns, just kind of meeting a need, just wanting to help out other people.
Started on a rainbow word from God, didn't it?
Yep. Just really started walking with literally nothing,
Yeah. And
God provided everything. But what really, my biggest lesson and what I've learned as I've spoken with other small business owners is that the most difficult problem is growth. And
I thought you were going to say payroll.
That too.
Well,
just like if I can make payroll. But the thing about it is, though, is that when you take in consideration a small business owner, very easily they can begin to get bogged down with everything. You've got shipping. You know, you like you said, you've got payroll. How am I going to distribute my product? How do I get my product? And it's just
heater
like,
coals going out.
I don't know what that is.
Router bits breaking.
Exactly.
Saws crashing.
Product. There you go. Right. And it's just like, how do I set
the building
this up?
Rent.
They want rent.
Yeah. Remember that? Every month.
The landlord is chasing
me. Shocking. And then they keep calling me. I don't know what's up with this.
That's all right. People want money.
But you think about this, and it's just like, you think about Henry Ford. Henry Ford was a man. You may have heard of him. He's put together a couple cars called Ford. And a lot of people gave him a lot of difficulty when he was starting up his company because if you looked in his office at the time, he had a little, I guess you could say, board of different buttons. And let's say somebody asked him a legal question, he would just hit a button and his legal counsel would come in. Or he would have a specific issue about a specific industry and he wouldn't know. He'd hit a button and this person that was a specialty or specialist in this industry would come in and give him the wisdom about it.
Like Google back then.
Yeah, kind of. And a lot of people criticized him about that, and they said, you need to know this. He says, no, I don't have time to know that. Mm. I need to focus on the vision. I need to focus on where this company needs to grow.
Amen, brother.
And you look at it, and it's just like a small business owner has to focus on the vision that they have for the company, and they have to outsource.
If they want to have one.
If they want to have it, right? They have to look future. They've got to look out further than what's right in front of them because they can have so many problems and say, listen, is this your specialty? Good, great. You focus in fleet management? Awesome. How can I work with you so that you can manage my fleet so that I can focus on the vision, mm-hmm. focus on the business that this idea is resting on? And so often where we are as believers in the church, we can get so focused on the things that we're quote-unquote trying to do instead of outsourcing it to the Holy Spirit. Because if you look at it, the Bible talks about that Jesus says, I will send you the counselor. And isn't that amazing how it's just like in the world when they have difficulties, they're going to seek a counselor. I need help with all this. I need help with all this. And it's like that's the role of the Holy Spirit. That's the whole design of why Jesus Christ gave us the gift of the Holy Spirit because it says, he will remind you of everything I taught you. He will remind you of everything I did. Mm-hmm. And you think about it, and it's just like, Jesus says, go and make disciples of all nations. Go. And we can get bogged down with the things that happen. And it makes me think about when Jesus was beginning his ministry, and people were telling him about something that he should be doing. He says, no, I need to be of my Father's business. I've got to go. I've got to go. I've got to go. And it's just like where we are as believers, we have got to stay focused on the cross. We've got to stay focused on the kingdom. And when things come in our lives, whether it's in our family, it's in our business, it's in our neighborhood, outsource it to the Holy Spirit. Say, God, what do you want to do about this?
And truly, we never should have insourced it because that wasn't our role to be the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
Right?
Right. Exactly.
And it takes a lot of pressure off.
Because, right.
I mean, we're supposed to be, you know.
Focus on that long-term vision of simply the kingdom, that kingdom vision. And that's the huge thing is like exactly what you're saying. We never should have taken it on in the first place.
We can't. We're not good at that at all.
Not so much.
Not at all. But you look at those successful business owners, like I said, the Henry Fords, they were able to focus on the main thing, make the main thing, and he was able to just trust in those that were around him. And that's where we are. We've got to trust in the Holy Spirit because you look at the letter that was written to the church of Galatia when Paul was writing, he says, you know, what happened? You foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? You were running a good race. You were focused on the kingdom.
He called them foolish for taking on the role of the Holy Spirit.
Right. We went into our heads. And it's just like at that moment, it's just like, God, take this. Lay it at the cross. And that's so encouraging because then it's that moment then we can just be free and focus on God and be like, God, what are you doing today?
And he's like, you're so foolish. Don't you understand what began
mm-hmm.
by a working of the Holy Spirit? Mm-hmm. Now you're going to try to finish it up in the flesh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we got a wonderful segment on the Holy Spirit, the roles of the Holy Spirit on the torch. You got to see it. Hopefully it's going to be a related link. But there's a whole bunch of roles, obviously, but there's like 43 listed. There's so much more, and it gives a scripture. It'll just take this huge pressure off of you when you see, you know, wait a minute, I've been doing that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, one is the Holy Spirit is our counselor. You know, John 14:26, how many people is trying to counsel everybody? And you never told them to show up on Sunday or whenever you gather to hear the teaching of God's word. You never told them to pray. You never talked to them about the baptism and being encountering God. It's like those are the counselor. They need the counselor of God in their life.
Yeah.
If they are saying, oh, well, I don't want to pray. I don't want to come to the gatherings where the church comes together and hear God chose through the foolishness is what's preached to be able to mm-hmm. advance the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't want that. They don't want any encounter with the Holy Spirit. Guess what? You don't need to be that person's counselor.
Mm-mm.
Because we're not called to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We're called to introduce people to the counselor. Mm-hmm. And that's just one. It's like 43 listed here.
Yeah.
When you start seeing people stressed out, what you're starting to see is somebody's in the flesh because they've mm-hmm. left. They're thinking they're carrying it now. They're doing it. And the second thing listed here is the Holy Spirit teaches us all things. You know, how many books, how many tapes have you purchased trying to hear somebody teach you something while you won't even pick up your own Bible and read it and abide with the Lord so God can speak to you? That's mm-hmm. John 14:26.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it is we really should never insourced it in the first place, but I know what you're talking about. It's like that I should disassociate the role of the Holy Spirit from me doing that.
Mm-hmm.
He says those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so Holy Spirit doesn't follow us. We find that out, right? Because we're bewitched at that point. Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on up here. Come up here. It's like, all right, I'll see you after that fall.
Never.
And but the Holy Spirit leads us, Matthew 4:1. And the Holy Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, you know,
mm-hmm.
to experience, you know, the things that happen in the wilderness. The Holy Spirit can pray when we don't even know what to pray. You know, he can pray, and we can pray in the Holy Spirit, and it builds us up in the most holy faith. That's Jude 1:20. I mean, just so many different things. You can find this out, you know, by going to bfntv.com and going to the torch. But yes, where we're going and what's happening, I mean, you've got to trust God in the way he has things set up. And you want to understand, too, that the Holy Spirit is God. You know, that God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. So he's so important. Mm-hmm. To disrespect him is to disrespect God. I mean, he says this is what Jesus says. You know, we got this teaching about the promise. Hopefully, I think it's available for all of our partners. You know, we make that just as a thank you to our partners. Don't forget, you can partner for any amount whatsoever, and all that's yours. But you know that in regards to the promise, you know, of all the things that they said, you know, Jesus said, you can talk about the Father, and you can talk about me. But if you talk bad about the Holy Spirit, about mm-hmm. the Spirit of God, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, You know, you'll be forgiven for what you say about the Father. You'll be forgiven what you say about me. But if you blaspheme the Spirit of God, that's how important the Spirit, Holy Spirit, is. That, mm-hmm. and you know, you can either be panicky about that conversation or think, you know what? If he's that important, I need to know him. I need to know the Holy Spirit. I need to get that. I need to get that series, the promise. I need to become a partner today. Get those teachings. You know, for any amount whatsoever is totally yours, and work your way back to the original tent. And the original tent, just like you're saying, Steve, you know, we should have never, never insourced, you know, the Holy Spirit's work. We should have constantly realized that's something that happens outside of us, and we follow the Holy Spirit. He doesn't follow us. And that's all available for you at VFNTV.com. Become a partner today on the torch, all those 43 roles. Maybe that's going to be your sermon coming up this next gathering that you have, whatever. But it'll encourage you, because you'll realize that maybe it's your resume right now, but you need to give that resume back to the Holy Spirit and allow him to do this work in your life. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFNTV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFNTV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.